Er Sheva Vayelech Charono. It's a double lashon. Vayetze Vayelech. It could have said Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva L'Charon. It could have said Vayelech Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva L'Charon. The Dubna Magid explains that no, there's Tzvei Dinim, a brisk of art. There's Tzvei Dinim. There's Vayetze and Vayelech. Harei the Siba, why Esav was Yotza mi Be'er Sheva, was Levroich mi Esav. Rivka tells him, you have to run away from Esav. The Vayelech L'Charon is an under Siba. We know a lot of times someone could not, sometimes only has one matara. Let's say he needs to go somewhere, lakachas la'isha. So the vayetze is not b'chlal anakuda. The ikar is just to get to point B. We were doing it in the sugis over here, in malacha she'enit tzricha l'gufa, in the sugis in ksubis, that a malacha she'enit tzricha l'gufa is to be moitzi a mace from the bias, because it's not the malachas haitzah as regular. It's enit tzricha l'gufa. Because haitzah is that you want it to get to point B. Here, the ikar is you just don't want it in the house. That's why the pasuk is saying vayetze vayelech, because there was taka two dinim over here. Vayetze, he wanted to be bereach mi Esav. Vayelech, he went to look for an isha. But there's another vart that's brought down from Reb Chaim Yivolozhin that the emes. What should the pasuk have said? Was saying vayetze Yaakov be'er Sheva licharon. By saying vayelech charona, the letters that are being added is yud vav hei chof, which spells the name of Yoyhoch. It's a name of a kodesh baruch, a name of a malach that is shoimer. When a person goes bedrachim, ki malachov yitzav eloch is the soif tevas of yoyhoch yud vav heichov. The gra brings down also that a person is never supposed to go on the derech without saying a dvar halacha. What's an appropriate dvar halacha? Yochid virabim halacha kirabim rasha tevas. This yoyhoch. The emes says, I saw the chasam soifer in Agoy Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Pesach by the Leil HaSeder. He says, when we talk about the makos on Leil HaSeder, we dip the wine by the 10 makos, and then three more times by the tzach adash b'achav, and then three more times, dom ve'esh v'simrei sashem, that's altogether 16. Yud vav, hach. We handle with the makos, yud vav, these 16 times. So maybe that's the remez what it's saying. Now, vayetze Yaakov, kipshutai, this pasuk is a very long pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. And then there were 14 years in between when he went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. And then the end of the pasuk is Vayelech Harona. That itself could explain why the pasuk splits it into two. This is not just a simple Vayetze Vayelech. There's 14 years. We know Chazal make the Mechezbin, Vayishkav Bamokim Ahu. But in the 14 years of Shem Ve'Ever, he wasn't sleeping. Although there's the idea, the Marsha in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, learns that the yeshiva of Shem and Ever was in Be'er Sheva. And Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva is after the 14 years. He even says, the Marsha, that the words mi Be'er Sheva has in it Shem, Aver, and Av. Av is Yitzchak, his father. The three, the bastion of Torah that was in the times of Avram Avinu, the Iker Merkaz HaTorah of the three central yeshivas of Shem, Aver, and Av. What's going on there? We'll continue with it. Shem, Aver, and Av. So all these three yeshivas were in Be'er Sheva. More than that, the Marsha says Be'er Sheva is the same letters as Arba Asar. The 14 years, it's fascinating. Yitzchak is hiding in this yeshiva for 14 years. Esav is looking for him, coming to kill him. Esav can't find him. He was Azoy Bahalten in a winkle of the yeshiva. And nevertheless, Chazal Darshan, Vayetze Yaakov, Yitzias tzaddik min ha'ir oisa roishem pana ziva pana hoyde pana hadora. B'derekhal, you would say the tzaddik was there. He had a lot of presence, a lot of nochachut. And then when he leaves, oy, the tzaddik is leaving. For 14 years, he was there. No one knew about it. Abemachnites, he was there in the winkle, learning. Yitzias tzaddik b'chol oifin is pana hoyde pana hoyde pana ziva pana hadora. The chida brings okay a gematria. If you're vayetze Yaakov mi be'er sheva, he says mi be'er sheva. Is gematria 575. If you tate Yaakov, Yaakov is 182. If you take Yaakov 182 out of Mibe'er Sheva 575, you're left with 393. That's gematria pana ziva hoida vehadora. So the tate, if you take Yaakov out of Be'er Sheva. The Baal HaTurim writes that Parshas Vayetze is a Parshas Stuma. There's no hefsik, and it's to show you that Yaakov is hiding. The way we're learning, according to the Marsha, he was hiding in Be'er Sheva. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmooze when he talks about this idea of Gamzu L'toiva. He says that when you're running away, you don't have now time to be mizboinein bein perek l'perek, litein revach bein perek l'perek, to be misboinen. Fakert. It's one big retzifus. But the emes is afterwards. Even in a shveritzaitin, it's afterwards. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachtov. When you put the pieces of the puzzle together afterwards, then it gets together. But at this point, right now, it's Beseser. He's hiding. And we know the Medrash says that Vayetze Yaakov mi'be'er shev, it's like someone that goes down into a deep bar. And if you go down into a bar, the way to protect yourself is that you have to tie yourself onto a chevel. And you have to be kosher the chevel lamala. And it's a whole arichas there that the Yetze Yaakov mi'be'er shev is that he goes down and he's holding into the koyach of all sheva through this chevel. We can still, so we spoke about it other times, that there's a mesoira. It's not a Noyim Elimelech, but there's a mesoira from Rabbi Elimelech Melejens that when we talk about chevelei Mashiach means that the Eibishter in the times of chevelei Mashiach is going to put a chevel, literally a chevel, and he's going to be mena'aneya the chevel. He's going to upshuckle in the chevel. But those that hold on stark to the chevel, that's who's going to be nitzel me chevelei Mashiach. Vayetze Yaakov mi'be'er sheva vayelech harona, but he's coming with nothing. The Medrash says that Eliphaz stole everything that he had. He had a tzivoy to kill him, and Oni Choshev Kemeis, and that's how he was Makayim Tzivoy Aviv. The Chidah brings a more lengthy version of this Medrash that actually Yaakov was literally, he took away even the cloth off his back, and he went into a Nahar. He was naked. He went into a Nahar, and he saw that someone else, a Sar, came with a Sus, and also went to bathe in the Nahar, and the guy died. He drowned. And then Yaakov went and came out of the water and took this Sar's clothes. But he was worried people are going to think he killed the guy. That's why he had to hide in the yeshiva for 14 years till it would be nishtakach hadavar. Yeah. So stay weiter in the parsha. Vayikach me'avnei hamokoyim. There's a lot of avonim going on over here. First of all, the avonim start fighting. Rashi brings it, it's a steer. It says, Vayikach me'avnei hamokoyim, but the next morning when he gets up, he says, Vayikach es ho'even. So what happened? Was it avnei or even? So they bring that the avonim were fighting, and they all turned into one big even. There's a verse from the Kotzker that Yaakov Avinu says, Ein zeki im beis elikim, this must be a holy place. The Kotzker said, in a platz v'afilu the shteiner shlogans, even the stones are fighting, must be, it's a beis medrash, it's a shul, it's something, there's a sekrik tzach, afilu the shteiner kriegensach. But you know, they ask, it says it turned into an even, why didn't it turn into a pillow? So the emes says, there's one lashon in the medrash that, yeah, the mouth, the stones had achdus, it turned into a pillow. But there's a different part, if siddur kriegs, if there's a machloikis, efshe groise even vetzaina, but can kishin of etis nizaina, it's not going to turn into a pillow, it's not going to be azoi gleich. On the other hand, I heard over, Rav Nosson Tzvi, Zechat Tzadik Levroche, would say, why didn't it turn into a pillow? Because Yaakov Avinu is building Klal Yisrael over here, he's not going to sleep. He's not going to sleep. Fakert. He's building Kesedr through the parsha. We have Avonim. First of all, it says, by Yaakov Avinu Misham Reya Evan Yisrael. You have Vayikach Me'avnei Amokoin. Then Vayikach Esa Evan. Then there's the Evan Gedoyl Al Pia Be'er. He makes the Evan into a Matseva. Later on, when he meets Lavon and all that, they make Liktu Avonim and they make a Gal. Kesedr, Kesedr, Evan. Evan is Av, Ben, Neched, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're creating a Klal Yisrael over here. We're not going to sleep, right? We said always over, the Panavizharov was in the middle of the war in 1944. He's in Eretz Yisrael on a mountain in the middle of a little derfel, not far from Tel Aviv, called Bnei Brak. He was building a yeshiva with Musagam on the top of a mountain. It was going to be such a big Beis Medrash, it was going to hold 100 people. Could you imagine? A Beis Medrash for 100 Bachram. They said, this is 7 Bachram, what do you mean? What's Musagam? They said, you're dreaming. He said, I'm dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. So Yaakov Avinu over here is building with the Avonim. The emes is the Medrash Rabbah brings a machloikas. It says there was Avnei Hamokoyim and it turned into an Evan. How many Avonim were there? So there's a three-way machloikas Tanoim in the Medrash. Rab Yehuda, Rab Nechemya, and the Rabbanan. Rab Yehuda says it was Yudbeis Avonim. And Yaakov Avinu said, if the Yudbeis Avonim are Neschaber to become one, I'll see that my Mitosai Shlema, that, this is earlier, it's before he has the kids, but he's realizing that he's going to have the Yudbeis Shvatim. Rab Nechemya says there was three Avonim. And Yaakov was saying the symbolizing is that the three Avonim become one. It's a simon that he's mischaber to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, to the Shloisha Amudi Olam as part of the series. He is Yaakov, but that he's part of the Torah, Avoy, the Gemilas Chasodim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that the three will become one. And the Rabbanim saying, oh, it was two Avonim. And two Avonim represents the achdus of the fact that Yaakov Avinu was saying that Avram Avinu had a Yitzchak, but he also had a Yishmael, he had a Psoilas. Yitzchak had a Yaakov, but he also had an Esav. By Avraham Avinu was from a different wife. By Yitzchak was from the same wife, and that we spoke last week. Rivka says, "Lama ze anoichi? Why am I also the mother of the Tzad Hara?" And there's an answer. Shnei Gaim Bevidnech. But Yaakov Avinu was saying, "No, he wants the two Avanah to become one to show that it's not going to be Psoilus." It's interesting. It's brought down in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim and Hilchas Tisha B'Av Simin Tov Kuf Nun Hey Siv Beis Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The Rama brings Yesh Bnei Adam May Simim Even Tachas Merishayim that on Tisha B'Av. Or maybe all year, that you should put a stone under your head, Zecher, Lamashenemra, Vayikach, Meavne, Amokim. That Yaakov Avinu, it's from the Mordechai, Moed Katan, Yaakov Avinu was being Meramas over here, an Evan Tachas Aroishis to remind you about Chorban Beis HaMikdash, because he saw that this is going to be the Mokim HaMikdash. Why didn't he see that it's going to be the Mokim of Mikdash when it's Bonoi? Because it wasn't Bonoi now, in the times of Yaakov. He was seeing what's going to be Bizman the Chorban. Vayifka Abamokim. The Gemara Darshan's in Brachas, we know that the Ovis were Mesakin, the three Tfilois. That's why we call it Davenun. Davenun is De'avunhon. It's from our fathers. That's what the word Davenun means. Davenun is De'avunhon. And the Ovis were Mesakin, the three Tfilois. Avram was Mesakin Shachris, Vayashkim, Avram, Baboiker, Yitzchak was Mesakin, Mincha, Vayetze Yitzchak, Losuach, Basoda, Lais Erev, and Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin, Mairiv, Vayifka, Bamokoim was Mairiv. The MS is, L'chayra, the first tefillah of the day is Ma'ariv. In Yiddishkeit, we start the day from the night. If anything, L'chayra, the first tefillah should be Ma'ariv. But it's not. Avraham Avinu, well, most Siddurim start from the morning, although there are Siddurim that start from Tikkun Chatzos. Shabbos is the Siddurim start from the night. But B'chlal, in the Seder Advarim, what's the first tefillah of the day? You know, there's a din you're supposed to do Me'ya Brachos. What's the Cheshbon of the Me'ya Brachos? When do you start the Cheshbon? From the night or from the morning? B'chol, if in the Cheshbon of Avos Tikkun Tefillas, the tefillahs, we talk about that Avram is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, Yaakov is Ma'ariv. The reason why Tfilas Arvis Rishus, interesting Shaila, why is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? The Gemara brings another man, the Yomer, that the Tfilos are connected to Tomet Shal Shachar, Tomet Shal Beinu Arbayim, those are the Iker Korbonis, and Ma'ariv is connected Halos Evorim Upidorim, not an Iker Korban, just the Hemshech. Okay, but like the man, the Yomer, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, why is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? The Pnei Yeshua says in Brachas, that's good for the machloikis. It's a machloikis. If tefillas arvis is rishus, he says the machloikis is. If you hold tefillas keneged avos, then avada ma'ariv is just as choyv as the other ones. The shita that holds rishus is good because he learns it keneged karbonis and it's keneged alas evarim. The shita that learns choyv learns it's keneged the three avos. But there are those that don't know that even Yaakov is considered rishus. Why? Because Yaakov wasn't planning to daven ma'ariv. Yaakov was be'emes planning to daven mincha, nor it suddenly became night. That's like. That's why Ma'ariv is not as kavua. Yaakov's tefillah was talking not exactly. There's a vitz that someone says that Yaakov was mesakin Ma'ariv because if you have 12 little kids at home, so you tell them, I got to go to Mincha Ma'ariv. You know, you come back like 3 hours later. But you know, it's a thing to be mesakin. Yaakov sees a sulam in the chaloyim. He sees a sulam in the chaloyim. There's a big shaila. How many rungs was on this chaloyim? How many shlavim? Many mekoyrus are brought. The Malbim brings it, the Medrash Tanchuma, the Rambam Memor Nevuchim, and I saw various other mekoyrus that bring that it was four. And it's connected to Shem Havaya, Kliyachal, things like that over here. Many, Megalamukas, many learned that it was four rungs, connected Yudke Vavke. Others say seven. There's other mekoyrus in the Medrash that it was 12, connected to Shvatim. But there's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma that actually says that this was a very, very multi-runged ladder. And the Medrash even says that first Yaakov Avinu was seeing in the Chaloyim, Malachim going up. First he sees Bavel. And he sees Bavel going up 70. And then they fall. Then he sees Madai going up 52. And then they eventually fall. Yavan going up 180. And eventually falling. And he sees Edoim going up hundreds, thousands of rungs. And eventually they fall. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, we don't know how much, Avraham Avinu tells, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, go up the ladder. And Yaakov says, I'm Yore. I see what everyone else goes up. The harder you, higher you go up, the greatest aggressor, a clap. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Yaakov, you should go up, and I'm Afticha Choshaloi people. And according to the Lashon of the Medrash, V'loi Hemin, Yaakov, V'loi Hemin. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilo Hemanto, Hayisa Oila, V'loi Hayisa Noifel. The Yaakov, who didn't he believe? There's different mefarshim over here. Some want to say he didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtacha. The Bali Musa want to squeeze out here. He didn't believe in his inner yecholus, which is really the exact same thing, because a person's inner yecholus is his chelak elakam yimal. So, okay, it's be'emes. It's be'emes one zaf. A person has to be maimon in his yecholus. V'lehem in Yaakov. There's a mechayev over here to know, yes, you can go up the ladder. The sulam is the same gematria as mamoin. We know in the Machzor by Rosh Hashanah, it says tzoyim koil mamoin, all three together. Each one is 136 together. It adds up zois. But sulam is like mamoin, and both of them are, on one hand, it's mutzav arza. But on the other hand, it's roisha magiyah hashamayim, what one can do with the yecholus that he's given. It could be v'roisha magiyah hashamayim. V'hine Hashem nitzav olav. The Arachayim HaKadosh writes over here, V'hine Hashem nitzav olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him that he's the regel revi'i of the Merkava. What does it mean? Who's the regel revi'i? There's Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and now Yaakov is the fourth one. Now this is a steer to many other places where it talks about the Arba Chalokim of the Merkava. It's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. And the answer is, it's Taka. There's two aspects. There's Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and there's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David. It's the same. David HaMelech didn't supposed to live at all. David HaMelech only has Yecholus to live in a world that's B'li Chet. That was the Metzius, how he was created. And because of Chet Adam HaRishon, had there not been Chet Adam HaRishon, David would have a Metzius in this world. David's Metzius in this world was only for 3 hours. The 3 hours that Adam HaRishon existed, Adam is Adam David Mashiach. And the 3 hours that David Be'etzem has a Yecholus to exist is the 3 hours that Adam existed in a matzev, b'li chet. But then Adam was chota, and Be'etzem David doesn't have any metzias. But then Adam gives him 70 years. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, and he lives only 930. And he gives 70 years to David. And David has a metzias, but vaiter, he connects to the Adam HaRishon Koidem Achet. And as we know, David HaMelech Suda is Sulam. Suda Slavias Malka. David Malava Malka. And Malava Malka is the only Suda where the Luz bone gets its sustenance. The reason is because when Adam ate from the Chet Eitz Hadas, it was Nigzer on him Moves. But it wasn't Nigzer on his Luz bone Moves, because when a person eats, the food is Nivla into his entire Ramach Ivarim. But Luz bone doesn't get any sustenance only from Malava Malka. Adam HaRishon ate on Friday. And therefore, the Luz bone didn't Nigzer Moves, because he didn't eat by Malava Malka. And from there will come Priyas Ameis, and from there came the Metzias of David. And that's why David Suda is called Sudas and Melech Mashiach, because that's where the Asidus comes from. And the emes is, there's a remes later on in the parsha. We're going to come back here, but later on in the parsha it says V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishoina. He calls the Makam base El of V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishoina. I saw this is also a remes to Malava Malka. V'ulam is Rosh Hatevis. V'nemon Ata LaHachios Mesim. Luz, the Luz bone. Shame, Moitza Shabbos. Moshe Davis. Heir LaRishoina. The Hisoiris LaRishoina from the Metzias of Moitza Shabbos will come from the Luz bone. Now, Yaakov Avinu says over here, he sees Hashem Nitzavolov, he sees that he's part of the Merkava, and he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem Bamokoim Hazeh, Ve'onoichi Lo Yodati. Why? Rashi says, Lo Yodati, because in Yodati I wouldn't have went to sleep. The Sifurna says, no, in Yodati I would have prepared myself. Shanaimal, I would go to sleep and have this dream and whatever this musagim of the chalayim of the sulam, but I would have done it with hachana. There's an interesting word from the Chanukah Satoira that the Pasuk says, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokayim hazeh v'anoichi lo yodati. We mentioned already that on the tzura of the Avram, Yaakov Avinu sees the Merkava. On the Merkava there are four demuyos, an Aryeh, a Kruv, a Nesher. Aryeh is the Melech of the Chayis, the Kruv, the Nesher, and Adam, which is Yaakov. And Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokem Ezeh. Yaakov Avinu says, I knew Ochein, that there's an Aryeh, a Kruv, and a Nesher. But Anoichi, that I'm up there also? First of all, Anoichi, me, and also Anoichi, Rosh HaTevis, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, right? Ochein, I knew that there's Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher. Aber Anoichi lo yadati. Of course, the Pell is that the Gemara says that originally, the four demuyos on the Merkava was not Kruv, but rather an Aryeh, a Shoyer, a Nesher, and an Adam. And only after Chet Eitz HaEgel, the Shoyer was Huchlaf to a Kruv. But Yaakov Avinu Weiss is seeing it in La'achar HaMaisa. mode. Vayikach es ha'even vayosem oisem matzeva. The Ramban writes that we know that the Ovis kept the whole Torah. We've talked about this in the previous parshas. So why was he making a matzeva? We know that you're not supposed to make a matzeva. You're supposed to make a mizbeach, not a matzeva. And the Ovis kept the whole Torah. The Ramban going according to his shita that the Ovis kept the whole Torah only in Eretz Yisrael. That's how he answers why Yaakov Avinu was able to marry two sisters. We'll soon see. But he asks, and most of the kashas that he asks about the Ovis not exactly being in sync with the Gidrei HaTorah, he answers by saying it was Chutz Laretz. But then he says, what about this Matseva? He's building this Matseva in Eretz Yisrael. And for the Ramban, that in a Chanami, even though Matseva is a Dover Sonoi, and the Ovis Be'etzam are keeping the Torah, and they're keeping the right? Yaakov Avinu ate matzah, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, before it happened, right? He lit Chanukah candles, right? He did all the Dinim, the Rabbanon and the Raisa, yes, even though it didn't happen, but it did happen. Well, that's a little bit of a complex concept. But Matseva is different. Why? Because Matseva b'mahus is a davar ohuv in the times of the Ovis. It only became sunny afterwards. The Achroinim explain, I saw the Shemi Shmuel, others from, they explain, the Ovis were so powerfully on their own connected to Kutch Abrihu as a yochid that they could make a Matseva, which is an Evan yochid. But when it passes on to Klal Yisrael as a rabbin could make a Mizbeach. But the Ovis, as a single, are allowed to make Matseva. So we have this Evan of Matseva. We now also have, it's brought down in Medrash, or maybe in the Zohar, that this Evan, they kept on taking this Evan and trying to build things with it, and it kept on falling until they decided it should be the cornerstone of the Kaisel Maravi, which the Abishter was saying, this will never have a Mapala. This Evan, this is Mekairus in the Medrash today, that this Evan from the Yachem Oysa Matseva was eventually put into the Kaisel Maravi. Now, Vayitzak Shemen, Al Roisha, there's a big shaila what this Shemen is. According to various midrashim, there's different nesachos to this, but this shemen was a shemen of Nes, and Yaakov Avinu hid this shemen in his makel when he crossed the Yarden. He also had this shemen in the pachim ketanim when he was Moser Nefesh to go back for the pachim ketanim. It was this shemen, and this was the shemen of the Nes of Chanukah. It was the shemen that was Moshech the Mishkan, and it's the shemen that's going to be Moshech La'asid Lavoi. It's the shemen by Eishes Eivadia, and this shemen is an ongoing process. Now, there's a shtickle problem. These avonim that he took, how can he use it as a matzeva, kalim that you used for a hedyot, you're not supposed to afterwards use for gavoya. But the emes is, there are achronim that learned that faker, these avonim were already from the mizbeach that Avram was made the akedah on, but then the kashas faker, if it was ready from those avonim, what was his heter originally to use them? So I saw once pshat that in a chanami, it originally was a whole bunch of avonim, but when it turned into one, that's a shinoi. Then it became a new metzias, and then it's not a problem anymore that he's able to use it. Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor imiyel kemimadi. He makes a neder. It's interesting. Toisvis in chulin beis amid beis, quoting a medrash, and this is also brought down halach and shulchan aruch and yaradei simin reish gimel. Be'es tzara mutter lindar. In a time of tzara, you know, normally we say nedarim is not a positive thing to do. Kol anoyder kilu banabama, and the Gemara in nedarim brings various things. But over here we learn now, vayidar Yaakov neder, a makar for this halacha and shulchan aruch, be'es tzara mutter lindar. Vayidar Yaakov neder, leimar, to teach us ledoiris that be'es tzara we make a neder. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring down this din. It's Yerushalmi, Tosis brings in a chulin, it's a medrash, shulchan aruch paskins it. Quoting, and the Goyin over there quotes the Medrash, he quotes Tyson Chulam, which quotes the Medrash. The Rambam doesn't bring it. And I think it's the Rambam L'shitasai, because there's a famous Rambam, a Rambam in Hilchas Eirichin, Perek Vav Alach Alam and Aleph, and the Rambam does this on a rare occasion, but the Rambam writes, Yei royally, says the Rambam, Sha'af al pisha eino de makdash dover shaloi b'loilam, a person can't be makdash dover shaloi b'loilam, but if a person says that he's going to be makdash something that's not b'loilam, he's not makdash yet, he's saying what he's going to do, that you could do. The Raya L'Dover Zeh, the Rambam continues in the next halacha, halacha Lamed Gimel actually, Raya L'Dover Zeh, Masha Omer Yaakov Avinu, V'chol Asher Titan Li'asar Asren Alach, V'asher Nadarta Li'Neder. So he learns that Vayidar Yaakov Neder, he made a Neder about that he's going to make a Neder. So the Rambam L'Shitasei learns that the Pasuk Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lamer is not teaching me the concept of Shari Lindar Be'esh Tzara, but rather to teach me the Yisoid of the Yerali of the Rambam, that you could make a Neder about making a Neder. But this leads us to an interesting thing. L'Chari, the Rambam is bringing a Raya that you're allowed to make a neder about making a neder. But we know, and we spoke about this, the ksois, we spoke about this last week, and it's negated this week again, the ksois in three places, actually. But let's take one at a time. The Ksais brings an interesting kasha. Last week we spoke about how did Yaakov buy the Bechayra from Esav? It's Dovr Shalai Beloyim. So the Ksais asked the kasha in Reish Ayin Ches, and he answers, Reish Ayin Ches Yud Gimel, and the Ksais answers, first from the Rivosh, that Koydim Matan Torah, there's no problem of Dovr Shalai Beloyim. I once heard a Hezbo because Koydim Matan Torah, we don't know if the world is even going to, the world is waiting in limbo to see if it's going to have an existence. There's no before and after. It's all one big pending situation. Whether that's the Hezbo or not, but the Rivosh quoted in the Ksais at least three times that Kaidim Antara, there's no problem with Dovr Shalai Beloyim. Interruption, the Rambam argues on this. The Rambam brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu that after Mount Tyre, you can make a nether about making a nether, a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was before Mount Tyre. But the Ksais, time and again, after he quotes this Rivosh, says a different word. But if you're holding in the Cheshbon, every time the Ksais has an agenda. Lamushal, last week, when we talked about the Ksais in Simon Reisha in Ches Sifyut Gimel, it's talking about Siluk. The Ksais over there in Simon Reisha in Ches wants to say a Yesoid that even though Eino Dov Makne Dov Shalai Beloilam, but to be Mesalik yourself from something, which Vaisdes needs less Gemiras Das, you could be Mesalik from a Dov Shalai Beloilam, and then someone else can take it. And he says that's what was going on by the Bechayra. Not that Yaakov was actually buying it, just that he was telling Esav to be Mesalik, and Memele he was going to be Zeicha. We said a few other Torahs in Terekashi yesterday, last time, but that's the idea, that the Ksais was saying, Siluk Moel Dov Shalai Beloilam. This Ksais is... Well, there's a few other ones. Let's pick this one in Parsha. Let's talk about the one of this week's Parsha. In Shin Lamed Beis. In Shin Lamed Beis, the Ksois asks, how did Yaakov and Lavan make a deal about all the kvasim, akudim, nekudim, verudim, atudim? These are kvasim that don't exist yet. This is going to happen over the next few months as the various Lavan keeps on tricking him, aseres moinim, about each time it's going to be a different kind. But this is loy b'loylam. How could you do it? So the Ksois brings this Kasha. How could Yaakov have his deal with Lavan? It's Dovr Shalai B'loylam. And of course, he first brings the teretz of the Rivosh, that the Rivosh says that Koy the Matan Torah, there's no problem with Dovr Shalai Beloilam. And then the Ksois says, again, this is his agenda, what's Simon Shin Lamed Beis about? Schirus. That the Ksois wants to be Mechadish, that even though you can't do a finalized Kenyan on Dovr Shalai Beloilam, on Schirus, you could do Dovr Shalai Beloilam. And that's how he answers it over here. There's another Ksois in Simon Reish Tes where he talks about Bris Mila by an Eved Kenaini, but that's for Parshas Lech Lecha next time. It already was, right? So, but that's time and again this Rivosh. Now Yaakov Avinu Lamaisa makes the nether. He says, "V'chol asher titan li, aser aasren ulach." The Gemara learns out from here in Ksubis Daf Nun, "Hamivazves al yivazves yoyser michoimish." Because aser aasren was twice meiser is 20%, and the Gemara learns you're not allowed to give more than 20%. We know that the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Avos Chesed brings a few kulis where he allows someone to be makel on this idea of mevazas ayavaz yosem mechaimish koydem misasoi kedei lachzer b'tshuva for harbatzas atoira an asher muflug to name a few. Those are ifanim where he allows you to be mevazvis even more than a chaimish. We always say bechavivus over the story of, I think it was Reb Chaim Tzanzer, that he would get money from pidyonis and give it all out every single day and never save for the next day. And the chassidim asked him, Rebbe Taira, you're not allowed to be mevazvis more than a chaimish. And he said, well, he didn't quote the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, but he said, there's a heter if it's for kapara for tshuva. So he said, the Rebbe daftin tshuva? So he says, yeah, every day I do a chet. He says, what's the chet? Hamavazviz, al yavazviz, yoyser michoimish. Someone came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and told him that he has a problem because his wife, every single time there's an issue, an inyua, one of the kindalach, or a tirda, or something's gone missing, or there's an epis in a sign, and she keeps on giving the money to the Kupa Seir, and it's really getting out of hand. Does he have a solution? So Reb Chaim said, yeah, give money to Kupa Seir. Ulelavon shtei banois. So how did Lavon marry, Yaakov marry two sisters? We already mentioned the Ramban. It's actually in Parshas Toldos on the Pasuk of Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, with the Ramban Barichas explains that the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and over here it's Chutz La'aretz. But there are many other tritzim to explain. The Marsha in Megillah learns it's because they were Megayer and Ger is Kekotan Shenoyle Domi. There's, of course, the famous Mahalach from Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, Nefesh Chaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, where he explains that, yes, the Ovis kept the whole Torah, but they kept the whole Torah, Koydim Shenitna, only because Al Pisoid HaInyonim, they were able to be Mechaber and realize to come to that conclusion. In this case specifically, this you cannot do, don't try this after Matan Torah, but in your own home, but before Matan Torah, Yaakov Avinu, who's keeping the whole Torah, but it's because of being made in Saida Inyan, in this case specifically, understands that he's allowed to marry two sisters. And there's an interesting ha'ara from the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Near the end of Masechta Psochim, the Gemara is describing the Suda of Livyoson, La'asid Lavoi, and there's a Nidoin, who to be Mechabed, Bebirchas Amazon. And quickly, as the Gemara goes through, as it's being offered to the following. Avram Avinu was offered and he said, no, Yotza Mimeni Yishmol, Li Loi No'el Avorech, Yotza Mimeni Yishmol. Yitzchak says, Yotza Mimeni Esav. Yaakov says, Nosati Shtei Achoyos, B'chayein, right, when it was B'chayim. Moshe says, Loi Zachisi Li Koneis Le'eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua says, Loi Zachisi Le'ben. And David says, Li No'el Avorech, and he benches. There's a lot about each one of these things, but we're going to stall on the one where Yaakov says, Nosati Shtei Achoyos. Loitamar Shah, it's not even true. They were Megayer. They weren't sisters. Like the Ramban, the Pshat is, even though it was Chutz La'aretz, even though it was Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's awesome. There's a Torah that when Yaakov Avinu enters Eretz Yisrael, then it's necessary for one of them to die. There's an interesting Pshat from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, why was it mutter for Yaakov to marry two sisters? Because the Pasuk says, you're allowed to marry two sisters after one dies. Why? All other Arayis are awesome even after the death. Why? By the Isra of Achay Sishtei is a different. There are many Torahs, but there's a Mahalach that it's because the Pasuk says, Isha l'Achay Sishtei Sikach Litzror, that the two sisters are going to start fighting. Tzorais of wives of the same husband are always Tzorais Zulazu. We don't want sisters to be Tzorais Zulazu b'chayehen. But Rachel and Leah, where Ad Kedei Kach, the Mesiris was to the extent that Rachel was Masar the Simonim to Leah, then Avada, there's no Chshash of Litzror, and that's why it's Mutter. First, this needs the Tknech of Reb Chaim Volozhin, that it's Koy the Matan Torah. You don't make Cheshbonis like that, but I'll put on the idea that if you know it's going to be different, it's different. It's brought down in the Medrash that Rachel and Leah were twins, and their mother. What? What? It wasn't so posh at what? Yeah? That they know. Oh, that they got along. Yeah, okay. So that's a long saga. That, you know, that's an ongoing story. But it says in the Medrash that Rachel and Leah's mother were Adina. They were twins, and their mother's name was Adina. But it's brought down over there also that Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters. I don't know if twins, but sisters. Both also daughters of Lavan, but from a different wife. So Yaakov really married four sisters. Just two of them are sisters, Min Ha'av and Min Ha'em. It's not Pashad, and Yevamos Tzadichest is a Tzad, that even a Ben Noyach is Osir to marry Achos Ishtoi if it's sisters from both parents. And L'chayri, Rachel and Leah were from both parents. Now, someone once told me, no, they weren't from the same parents. When the Medrash says their mother's name was Adina, it happens to be Rachel's mother was Adina, and also Leah was Adina. Now, I don't know if there's a Kepay of Rabbi Yudah Chosid before Rabbeinu Gershom, if both wives can't have the same name. I don't know the rules about that. But Pashas, it was the same mother. Now, ve'enei le'a rakois ve'rochel akara. It's brought down from the Arizal. What does it mean, Rochel was an akara? The yecholus of a isha to be moilid, loledes yelodim, is from the ois hay. That's why Keseder in Parshas Kiseitzi, when it says nara, it's which by Oinus and the Fat and all the Parshas there, it says without a hay. It's nara chaser hay. She's not yet having children. All the imois have a hay. Sarai doesn't, but Sarah does. Rivka has a hay. Zilpa, Bila, Leah all have a hay. Rachel, Akara, Okar, hay. She doesn't have a hay. And the hay is the Yechaylis Laledis. So she suggests to Yaakov Avinu to give her Bilha, who has two hays. Ibone gam anoichi mimenna. She wants to shtel to one of the hays of Bila. That's why there's a pasuk later. It says, hay lochem. It's talking about something else in the rhyme, but it's the idea. Hay lochem Zora. Zera, the Yechaylis Laledis, comes from the ois hay. The imois, this remez in the Arba imois of, well, the Arba imois is Chosor Rivka Rachel Leah, but Lagabi Yaakov Avinu specifically, it's Barzel. Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah is a Koyach Barzel. The Chassam Sofer brings over here, he has all the riches, but we'll just say the etzem headline of it is that Yaakov, this is the Shidduch over here, Yaakov. Well, the Olam could work it out afterwards. Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Bila, Zilpa is Gematria 620, Keter. The Spitz, the ultimate Shlemus of an Inyan is Keter. Yaakov, Leah, Rachel, Bila, Zilpa all together is Keter. Okay, we're going to move on. There's a lot of other things going on. It's a Shvat. Yeah, there's 11 Shvatim born in this parasha, right? Move on. Okay, near the end of the parsha, Lavan finally catches on that they try to escape, and she steals the truffim. I saw an interesting pshat. What are these truffim? The Targum Yonason brings that these truffim are, well, it's some kind of koyach tumah that Lavan has, and one pshat why she stole it is because these truffim have built-in GPSD, you know, Lavan is going to be able to know where it is, so she has to take it so that Lavan shouldn't find him. And why didn't it work, though, when Lavan is there? He finally comes. She's sitting on it, right? Under the gummel. Lavan's in the room. He doesn't have, like, a remote. Like why can't he figure out where it is? I heard a murder to Kataych once. Because she's sitting on it. She's being mezalzel in it. She's sitting on it. When you mezalzel in something, a koyach ruchni, whether it's fatav or mutav, tahara, tumah, something you mezalzel in will not have its koyach. She was sitting on it. And that's making it ois. Lavan is not able to use its koyach. He's within 10 meters of it, right? It should have the Wi-Fi. No, she was mezalzel in it. It's ois. But anyways, the Targum Yonason says that the truffim was that Lavan had an interesting collection of heads of Bechorim. There's an Indian that you're supposed to take the head of a Bechor, right? Psik Reisha. The loy michalei to the Bechor. And you don't ask him. And then you shrink it. And that's the collection of truffim. Now, Esav didn't want to run after Yaakov. For 14 years, he's hiding in Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Avery. He doesn't know where he is. But now, for 22 years, he was by Lavan. The Olam knew he was by Lavan. There was a Chasna, Rochel, Leah, the Kvasim. Why didn't Esav go anywhere near there? Because Esav, Lishitosai, who holds he's the Bechor, he's not forgetting that he sold the Bechorah, doesn't go anywhere near Lavan. He knows about Lavan's unique drawing to this truffim heads of Bechor collection, and that's why he doesn't want to go anywhere near that. That's Yaakov's protection over there by speaking to Lavan. But Lemaisa, eventually, Vayugad LeLavan Vayayim Ashlishi Ki Barach Yaakov. Eventually, someone told Lavan that Yaakov ran away, even though he didn't have his truffim advisory, the thing. The Baal HaTurim says Ki Barach is Gematria Amalek, 240. Ki Barach. Amalek is Gematria 240, so is Dollar. But Ki Barach is Gematria 240. Zok the Baal HaTurim, there's one other place where it says Ki Barach. Ki Barach Ha'am, by Mitzrayim. And over there also, who told them that they ran away? Amalek, he's the snitch. Ki Barach, he's the one to say they're mastering on, and that's what Mas Hachnosa, the Olam shouldn't know what that is, but they're also snitches, and that's also Gematria 240. Mas Hachnosa is Gematria 240. I don't want to get arrested. Oh. Amayrit the Kazakh. Rab Shimon Shkop. There's a Sefer Hayoivel, a Sefer Zikaron for Rab Shimon Shkop. And there's a Mayrit the Kavarte from Rab Shimon Shkop. Lavan tells Yaakov when he's running after him. And he tells him, Ato haloi halachta ki nichsoif nichsafta leveis avicha. Lama ganafta es eloi hoi. You're running back to your father's yeshiva. You're going to yeshiva. Back to Be'er Sheva, probably, where the yeshivas are. To Yitzchak's yeshiva. Shame is not anymore. But Abra's. Why are you taking my iPhone, my getchkalach, my truffim? What are you? You're going to yeshiva. What are you taking my truffim? You were buying me mail about a shver for 20 years, but now you're going back to yeshiva. What? He was not talking about iPhones. He was talking about Rachman al-Fan in the times of Reb Shimon. There was Bichalach. The Tumadik of Bichalach, books that talked about Hashkofis of Haskola. We don't know what that Nisoyan is. They don't know what our Nisoyan is. They have no Muslim. But that's what Lavan was saying. You have Kisufim to go back to yeshiva. What are you taking my truffim into your yeshiva? Don't bring practice this Nishtarayin in the yeshiva. You understand? That's what Lavan was saying. That's what Rav Shimon Shkop says Lavan was saying. There's a cute word over here. It says, why didn't Lavan know who stole the truffim? You know, before I asked him, why didn't he use the truffim? But, you know, forget his truffim. Lavan himself is a powerful guy, you know? The Baal Shem Tov had a Yecholus. There's a whole story with the Baal Shem Tov that there was a Ganev and no one knew who it was, and he was in the room, and he chaptoys who the Ganev was. So the Veld asks, Pardes Yosef brings this, if the Baal Shem Tov could figure out who the Ganev is. So Lavan, I know it's Lavan, I understand, but it's Lavan. Yeah, Lavan can't figure out who the Ganev is. So the Teretz says, yeah, Baal Shem Tov figured out a Ganev. Who was the Ganev? Some guy, a prost the guy, a posh the guy. But who's the Ganev over here? Rachel. She's also... V'lo yoda, ki rochel genavosam. He wasn't able to figure it out, Baal Shem Tov style. Because the other side also has power here. Ki rochel genavosam. That was the ice sphere. I'll just end off. It's very interesting. Who was Avram Avinu's shver? Stumped Island. Haran. I mean, also Para, yeah, but Haran. Who was Yitzchak's shver? Besuel. Who was Yaakov's shver? Lavan. The Avos, the Shloisha Avos of Klal Yisrael. You know, a person wants to know who's going to be a shver. Look at who is the shver. Who would let, you know, if they're trying to get into a cheder, you say, well, who's the shver? Haran, Besuel, and Lavan. And then you have Chamor. Who's his shver? Yaakov Avinu, you know? It depends. It's not just about what's it called? But I heard once a vart from about a shver. You know, Lavan asks Yaakov, Lama ganaftes elehoi? What did Avram Avinu answer Terach, his father, when his father asked him, where are all the getchlich that he smashed up? He gave him a whole story that the getchlich had a party and they started fighting, and he gave them a whole... Lavan, why didn't Yaakov tell Lavan the same? He didn't have a Messiah that you're supposed to give over the story that the Trofim came and there was a thing, they beat each other up. He says, because what's meant for the Tate is not what's meant for the Shver. It's two different ahas.